What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Talked about, like, between you and LaFleur, you know, the two wins things, the handshakes, beyond, you know, getting this important playoff win, why is this important to you, or is there something personal beyond that?
This is a rivalry, and City of Chicago, Green Bay, it needs to be a rivalry.
Well, Ben Johnson told you as much, and it has slowly percolated throughout the rest of the NFL and has made its way to all of the talk shows, not just ours, but the national ones as well. There's also a bit of an update here. This came across from an interview that Adam Schefter did with Jen Latta's show, The Morning Show at ESPN Milwaukee. Jen, of course, used to work here. And it says, this is from Adam Schefter on the negotiations between Matt LaFleur and Ed Policy. Quote, "There is no deal right now, and it's a negotiation. There could be a breakthrough at any moment, and I think both sides would like to make that happen. But it's now Wednesday, and they have been trying to do this for a while. The longer it lingers, the more you wonder. How I would interpret it right now is it's up in the air."
Could Matt LaFleur be a guy in Pittsburgh?
Matt LaFleur could be a guy in many, many NFL teams' eyes, including the Packers. Say what you want, but he's still one of the best coaches in the league.
He's had some meltdowns this season, but yes, I agree with your overall sentiment. He's been successful in that, in an expanded playoff, he's able to get his team in there year after year. I am curious as to how that turns out. That shakes out. That is one of those seismic type things that could happen that would really affect this division. NFC North could end up looking like the AFC North, where, you know, they've got one coach left.
Well, also, it's really hard, even though you know that injuries to the quarterback were an issue, injuries to one of the top five talents in the league who you traded defensively was an issue. But losing five straight just doesn't look good to end a season, and to lose in that way catastrophically, I assume, you know, that's playing a bigger part in this than a lot of people realized when it came to his job security. Now, all of that said, the notable beef between Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur has elevated to places like ESPN's First Take. Here's what Stephen A. Smith said regarding Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson.
"It's bad enough where friends of Matt LaFleur around the league who will remain nameless can't stand Ben Johnson. Mm-mm. Because of the feelings and the treatment they know he has towards Matt LaFleur. So the point that I'm telling you, this is me, I ain't giving you an opinion. I'm telling you what I was told."
Deep in thought, Marshall Harris.
I think him saying he's not giving you an opinion is him letting you know this is sourced information that he is giving you, that people do not like Ben Johnson because they are riding with Matt LaFleur. And
well, we could all name one who probably doesn't, and that's Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm saying the Matt LaFleur camp, if you will.
Yeah, and we just told you about the connections. You know, he comes off of that, for example, Kyle Shanahan coaching tree.
So related to that is the fact that you got to go back to who fired the first shot in this beef. It was Ben Johnson, let's be honest.
At his introductory press conference.
Introductory press conference. You know, people say, keep your name out of my mouth. He literally name-checked Matt LaFleur on day one and said, not only did he say he enjoyed beating him twice a year, it's the way he said it. Like, if you saw it, he was like, I'm making sure I get this comment through. I'm going to slip this in. It was not subtle. It was very direct. And then the next time we hear from Matt LaFleur, he's talking about, I don't even know this guy.
And what did he do, Marshall?
He beat him twice in the initial season.
Came to fulfill the prophecy.
I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
I'm thinking I'm the best coach in America.
Well, that one's out of context. That one's out of context.
But it was said straight out of his mouth.
I love it. I love all of it. I'm here for it, and I like that other people are mad. Look, we talked about Caleb Williams being the next villain in the NFL. What if he had a 1-2 villainous punch? Matt LaFleur is out here helping to create the villain that is Ben Johnson, along with Caleb Williams. That's a nice, like, if you look at all-time, like, villainous duos, they could give people a run for their money.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the thing about a villain is you have to be respected. Like, you actually have to be successful enough to be considered one, and that's what makes it so compelling.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, this is Darth Vader level. This is not Elmer Fudd, where, like, you know, in the cartoon, he's the bad guy chasing around Bugs Bunny, but he's also a bumbling idiot. This is a situation where Darth Vader comes through and he's going to grip you up like Luther Burden did after that first down celebration. You know, they're trying to put the Packers and, really, let's be honest, everybody else in the NFL in a chokehold. They're not here for just a rivalry. They want to win the Super Bowl.
Well, and A47 says it. Good. I don't want other coaches to like Ben Johnson. I want a winner. That's it. And when it doesn't apply is of the phrase, if you can't beat them, join them. You want to come hang with us? if you don't like the results of the last, I don't know, 15, 20, name it years, then maybe the Bears are for you. Come to the Bears. If you've got an issue with a lot of people who have shaped the modern NFL right now, and maybe it's a bit of a click right now, and you want to disrupt the system, the Bears are for you. Come to the Bears. And we're seeing that. It's good that the Bears are being disruptive. It's what happened. what happens when a team that suddenly comes up onto the scene is successful? Well, the old guard doesn't like that too much now, do they?
The way baseball fans talk about the Yankees, the way football fans talk about the Patriots, is that not how you want people to talk about teams in Chicago?
Hey, hold on. We've seen it before. The way the Chicago Bulls were viewed in the days of Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
Don't forget the Sports Illustrated cover. Are the Bulls so good they're bad for the NBA? And it's an illustration of MJ just dangling the rest of the league, smiling.
Those were happier times.
Thank you, 847. Thank you for knowing that was a riff on Come to Death Row.
I like it all. I'm good with it. Like, let's be honest. Chicago deserves this. They're a major city. They deserve the hate. You got to, if they hate you, that means they respect you. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. One of my friends once said, it's not called show friends. It's show business.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, 630 brings up a good point too in our text line here. The Ben Johnson comment was the first public comment. We don't know if something happened before that. Maybe LaFleur talked a little mess to Campbell or something else prior. And LaFleur was one of Sean McVay's assistants. Our boy Clay Harbor pointed that out as well.
We're gonna peel back the layers of the beef.
Your large adult son, Clay Harbor, pointed that out on the internet and went viral for it.
He's bigger than me, but I'll still take him down.
Yes, 630, Max Crosby would fit in perfectly as a villain in Chicago. Sure.
100%.
You can do your all-villainous dream team. I'm 100% here for that as well. That's always one that's created in the NBA, isn't it? We always do like the not enough ball team or the all-ridiculous team.
I love it all. Better yet, I love that those things that you're talking about right now, where you come up with the list and all that stuff, it's taking a backseat because guess what? First, we got a playoff game to deal with and might have another playoff game after that to go to the freaking Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
So I like the situation we're in right now. We are blessed and privileged to be in this situation.
I just took a breath. I just sighed. We have so much more coming up here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. I want to remind you, Ben Johnson speaks today at Hallis Hall. That is coming up in a few minutes, so we will play back Ben Johnson's audio for you. And coming up next, there's a guy who was on to this before anybody else was, now wasn't he? Let's talk to Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio next.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.